Blog Talk Radio.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little love. But what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and a hillside enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know. The world is down in love, so it's love. It's the only thing that there's just to love. What the world?
Jahi, I am Jasari's Love, a.k.a. Jasari's Love, and I want to welcome you to the Jasari's Love Show. It's Friday afternoon. It's sunny and bright here in North Carolina, and it's 3 o'clock, and we have the show every Friday at 3 o'clock. We want to welcome and thank all the people who come to listen to the show, the Jasari's Love Show, and all the shows that are part of the home-based business one-on-one platform created by my husband. I'm a husband of 29 years, Sitawi Dahi, and we're so happy to be a part of that. Today is another day, part of Black History Month and part of my Black History Month celebration of love. And, you know, for some people, it's also a time that they celebrate Valentine's Day all the way through the month. And why not? You know, one of the things is Dionne Warwick sings in the song, and Burt Bacharach plays the piano so beautifully, is that what the world needs now is love, sweet love. And my dance instructor, she just was a great dance instructor for me, the wonderful Maria Broom up in Baltimore City. I was a part of a dance group called the Dance Bringers, and one of the things that drew me to that group was the love, and the love that we shared as we danced, as we exercised, as we stretched our bodies, and also the love that we shared with the audiences that we performed with. I am also the founder of Movements Unlimited Dance and Theater, a Movements Unlimited Performing Arts Company. And one of the things that was one of the propelling things in my dance group that I observed through the years was the amount of love and joy that the children brought to the dance studio, which was my home in Baltimore City. My whole first floor was actually a dance studio. It was really funny. In the basement was a tap place where you could take tap dance classes. And the main thing was, if you observe the energy of the children, they gave so much love and respect and courtesy and energy in trying to do the things that I was teaching them. And at the same time, you know, I know that I was giving love, as a dance instructor. Very rarely have I met dance instructors that were not with positive, loving energy. I could name you a bunch, and I'm going to name a few today. And thinking of Black History Month and some of the people who have had an impact, a real impact on my life. And I just think that it's a special thing when you look back and you think about the impact the various people have had on your life. And again, today is February the 26th. Boy, time sure does go by fast. No, not Saturday. It is Friday, February the 26th. And I'm real happy to be on the show with you, sharing this information. I'm going to do a prayer that is very special for me, and if this is a prayer that you can get with, that's fine. If not, just give me a few minutes of courtesy as I kind of set the tone for this show, which is my show, and it's a show about love. And it's, you know, I have adopted this name for myself. It's called Jasari's Love. It means audacious. Jasari means audacious in Kiswahili. It's really saying that you want to just really, really be about love. Now, that doesn't mean it comes easy for me. It is a work in progress because it takes a lot to be loving, to be firm, to be strong, to be definite in what you're doing and your purpose and everything. So it's not a walk in the park where we talk about love. And so I'm going to go ahead and do this prayer. It's a prayer for the ancestral spirits. Divine Father, Mother God, I, Cynthia Jasari's Love Jahi, praise you. Praise your name and honor your presence in this time and place. I give thanks for the air, the water that I, the air that I breathe, the water that you give me to drink, the blood that flows through my veins. I give thanks for the womb in which my life was created and the seed in which it was used to create it. I give thanks for the body through which you express yourself as me. Divine oneness, God force, I give thanks for all that I have been, all that I am becoming, all that I will be by your grace and your guidance. I give thanks today for all those who came before me, paving the way so the gift of life could be mine. I give thanks to those who died in the middle passage, their spirit lives today in the water that surrounds the world. I give thanks for those who chose to live, whose names are forgotten or unknown. I give thanks to those whose blood is alive today in my veins for their willingness to be an expression of your life and your love. I thank you, Raymond Williams Jr., Raymond Williams Sr., Andy Williams Sr., Geneva Palmer, Daniel Palmer, and Bessie Hawkins, the names of my bloodline ancestors, and I say Ashe, and the people who I don't know their names. They're my bloodline ancestors. I don't know them. No one was able to tell me who they were, but I know that they existed before my grandparents. Okay, I ask you, fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, and friends, to remember me in your spiritual minds. Protect me from harm and danger. Guide me to do what is good and honorable. Assist me and all members of our family, both living and deceased. I am in need of your assistance at all times to overcome my challenges with money, with my businesses, with my health, and my dealings with other people and my own mortal progress. Good spirits, carry my prayers with you to the feet of the Creator, that I may forever be in grace. Guide me through my lessons gently and lovingly, that I may be an instrument of evolution for us all. I thank you for your guidance. I thank you for your intercession in the matter of And that will be always, you know, as a wife, I want to have a good marriage, a good relationship with my daughters. And I want to always, it's my heart's desire to always be of help to make the things on this planet a better place. Just help me with those things. My businesses and help to other sisters and brothers on the planet. Good spirit, fill my heart and mind with perfect peace and understanding. I thank you for bringing to my consciousness the perfect solution in the perfect way at the perfect time for the best of all who are involved. Ashe, ashe, ashe. So that is my prayer, and you may feel free to adapt that prayer. One of the things, and this is not a religious show or anything like that, but it's about love. And to me, to have love is taking the time out to pray and to meditate. Take the time to create prayers that are specific for you, that actually spell out your heart's desire. And, you know, it'll be different for you when you really begin to do that. It can really, really, really make a huge, huge difference in how you approach things. Another thing thinking about love, Jasari's Love, the Jasari's Love Show, is taking the time to just think total existence. Why are we here on the planet? And while we are here on the planet, what are some of the things we can do? We can step back and observe what all the people are doing. And out of that, we can see where we may need to fill a need, something else that needs to be done. And we can also look and see what are some of the things that we really want to do, that we feel pulled to do, as Dr. Wayne Dyer says, pulled in a certain direction. I've always been pulled to teach dance for some reason, to be a dancer, to create dance, and to teach dance. I'm just pulled there. I'm pulled to love working with children. Interesting enough, I never wanted to be an in-the-classroom school teacher in a standardized setting. That has never been my desire. However, I like to do freestyle. So I taught out of my home, and I've had my own culture center in Baltimore City. And anywhere that I go, if I'm around children, I'm able to take the time out to have a teachable moment. So I want to take this time, because it is Black History Month, to thank not just the ancestors that are in my family, and not just the ancestors who really paved the way, you know, whether they're African ancestors or Queen Hatshepsut, or whether it's Queen Nzinga, or whether it's the great and wonderful, awesome Nelson Mandela, or whether it's the Honorable Marcus Garvey, or Frederick Douglass, or Harriet Tubman, or Sojourner Truth. But I also want to thank those that had an impact on my personal life. And again, that will be my parents. My parents had quite an impact. And as I share this with you, I'm sharing it because I want you to take the time and think about what is the impact that your parents and aunts and uncles have had in your life. Is it somebody who did something that brought out the best in you? And sometimes those things can be bad things, and bad things turn into good things because you learned the lesson from it. I was blessed that I had an extremely loving, family-focused mom and dad. My dad's name was Raymond Williams, Jr. He passed in 1989, and he was about 68. And I miss him like it was yesterday. And he was a very colorful, wonderful, charming person, very family-orientated. I remember waking up in the morning, probably hearing him get ready to leave, and I can still remember the color of the bedroom light in my mother and dad's room, of the lighting, you know, that would be at 5 o'clock in the morning when he would be leaving out, and maybe sometimes coming down and catching him before he left after he had his breakfast, which could be bacon, eggs, the traditional breakfast, eggs, and pancakes, okay? And I'm sharing this because I know we always, you know, hear the bad things about fathers, but I had a wonderful father. And, you know, Luther Vandross, who I want to salute also today, you know, want to think about him. He wrote a song, Dancing with My Father, and I actually had a chance to dance with my father. Father would lift me up and turn me around, and when I got a certain age, he actually taught me how to do the two-step. And I'm talking about a decent dance. I'm not talking about anything weird. I'm talking about really decent. You know, when you go out, when you get older, you need to learn how to do this kind of dance, and this is a formal type of dance, okay? And him and my mom, they dance. My mom is still alive. God, thank you so much for that. She's 88. Her name is Edith Williams. She's beautiful, and I talked to her on the phone yesterday, and she was actually dancing. And, you know, that's another form of love, you know, the joy of dancing, the joy of the expression, and all the things that you get a chance to do with all those things. And so I want to, you know, to say thank you to those two people. My mom filled the house with a clean house. She engaged us all. We had to do our chores, which was not, it was never given to us in a mean or burdening manner. It was always done in a loving manner. And I'm just sharing it because you might be a parent and you might think that being a parent means that you're yelling and screaming at your children and your husband, and it's not that. You don't have to do it that way. You can wake children up in the morning in a very pleasant, loving atmosphere. We can actually do that. And again, I refer to the movie with Dr. Wayne Dyer because there's a scene where the lady's waking one of her children up, and she does it in such a loving way. And we can do that. We can do that. Whether you're on this call, it doesn't matter to me what race you are, you know, because these problems are in every culture, in every race. Let's take the time to be loving. It's about taking the time. Take the time to be loving. Just take the time and do it. And when you take the time and you wake somebody up, and then some people are not easy to wake up. They don't always wake up in a loving way. Some people wake up grumpy. But you have to cultivate it. If you have a child that wakes up a little grumpy, you talk to them. You soothe them. You say, hey, no. Let's wake up nice. Let's wake up in a nice way. And you can help them by making sure they maybe went to bed early enough. Maybe you could have helped them by making sure they didn't eat anything crazy the night before. You know, you can't expect a child to wake up in a pleasant way if you only gave them 3 hours of sleep because your house was noisy all night long. You see where I'm going with this? So I woke up in a very loving atmosphere with my mother and my father. And we were not well off or anything like that. Actually, my father was the worker. My mother worked at home. She was a housewife. And I have 4 brothers and 1 sister. And I just want to, I'm not going to go into deep detail today because I'm going to save that for a whole different topic, family love. I'm just going to do a whole topic on family love. But I just wanted to say how you go to bed at night and how you wake up, it can make the difference in how your children perform and how they remember life and how they grow in life. And also remembering, you know, I'm going back and I'm remembering, and I can remember good things. But had my mother yelled at me, get out of bed and blah, 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 or threw water on me or pulled the blanket off of me, and, you know, then I wouldn't have these good thoughts to share with you. But my mother was gentle, kind, and sweet. Unbelievable when you think you're raising. They raised 6 children, 4 boys and 2 girls. Unbelievable. And so, you know, we had a very loving family. And I had very kind aunts and uncles. They weren't over the house a lot, but when I saw them, my Uncle James, my Uncle Joe, my Uncle Richard, my Uncle Philip, very, very loving. That's on my mother's side. And, of course, my Aunt Eleanor, my Aunt Dora, and I had another aunt named Aunt Clarice. But it was more closer to my Aunt Eleanor, my Aunt Dora. And then I have an aunt through marriage, which is my Aunt Gladys, okay, and my Aunt Margaret. But, Aunt Mabel. But then on my dad's side, it's kind of strange sometimes. You're not as close for whatever reason. Now, I wasn't as close to my aunt Snuggles on their side. But I know that there was some love there. My aunt Willie Ann especially, I can actually say, you know, that I know about the love that she gave because I saw her. And and that sort of thing. So I want to stop there with my family. I do want to say in my community, I felt like my neighbors were caring. You know, if you were kind of trying to stay out of trouble, you know, they waved at you and said, oh, you look so pretty, you know, all those good things. That did help. It helped a lot. And, of course, my teachers. I felt as though I had some really nice teachers, and I really appreciate the teachers that I had. I could name some of them. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'll name the school, okay? The Belmont Elementary School and Calverton Junior High School and Walbrook Senior High, and, of course, Community College of Baltimore. But specifically, I had a teacher at Belmont Elementary named Mr. Dorsey. Hats off to Mr. Dorsey. He was absolutely awesome, and I wanted to say his name for Black History Month. If anybody on the air is from Baltimore City and you know about Mr. Dorsey, who taught at Belmont Elementary School in the 60s, then, you know, if he's still alive and healthy, you know, hey, call me and let me know about Mr. Dorsey, 252-406-0774. Cynthia Jahi, 252-406-0774. Now, you know, I'm talking about the month of love and Black History Month. I want to give kudos to my dance instructors because, to be honest with you, even though I liked my other teachers in regular school, to be really honest with you, the teachers that had the most impact on me were my dance instructors. I would say Mr. Dorsey, number one. And then I would say that there were a couple of teachers, like there were an history teacher, and unfortunately I can't think of her name right now. And I know what it is, but I can't think of it right now. And she was at Calverton High. And to be honest with you, as far as teaching geography so that I could read a map, kudos to her because she taught some good geography. Because I can read a map, you know. And I really, you know, hey, back in the day, believe it or not, some of our schools that taught you how to read a map. And I can drive anywhere, and, you know, GPS is nothing on me, okay? Just give me a map that's up to date. I'll be right at your door, okay? So I just want to take this day of gratitude, this time to be thankful in Black History Month for my African-American family, my community, my neighbors, my teachers, the people up and down my block on Westmont, 3200 block of Westmont, all through Alamont Street. That's where I grew up at. And if you know anybody from that area, you know, hey, I'm giving them a shout out. The principal of Belmont Elementary School, who was Miss Brackett, she was pretty strict. I did have one run-in with her. That was about wearing the pants, texturized tights. You all would laugh at that. It was so crazy. But I just want to say, you know, thank you to those things. Now, moving to my dance instructors again. Oh my goodness. I don't know if you ever belonged to a baseball team or a dance group or played in the choir or the band, but my dance instructor, the first one that really had the most impact was not my instructor, but the instructor at Belmont Elementary School, which her name escapes me, and I could really get mad at myself because I should have written it down before the show, so I apologize. But anybody who went to Belmont, in Baltimore City, you know what I'm talking about, back in the 60s, Miss Burton. Her name was Mrs. Burton, and she was beautiful, and she was a model. And she had an awesome, awesome, absolutely awesome ballet, I mean, modern dance is what she taught. I did not take dance at all at Belmont, but I sang on the choir. I can't sing a lick, so why Miss Owens had me on the choir, hey, she was just merciful, okay, people? Maybe not merciful to the listeners, but merciful to me. Okay. My time is running out, but I do want to say a couple of more things. The dance instructors had the most impact in my life outside of Mr. Dorsey at Belmont Elementary School. He's number one. Outside of my dad, you know, my family, my dad's number one. Then Mr. Dorsey's number two. He was my fifth and sixth grade teacher. And then I will bring to you my dance instructors. What was so special about Mr. Dorsey, though? Mr. Dorsey was not special to me because he gave me better treatment. Actually, he was special to me because he did not. What he did was he used to bring the children from the back of class, and he used to say, I'm not calling on this one or that one right now because, you know, I know that you know the answers, but I'm here to teach, and I'm here to find out who may be having some problems or struggling, so we as a class can get together and help each other. So what he would do, he would call those children that were having a little problems with different things, and he would have us as a class, not make mockery, but help them so that really at the end of the school year, pretty close in our understanding of whatever the subject matter was. Yeah, you always are going to have those children who may excel way above, but he didn't have any failures because he made it clear that he was there to teach. He wasn't there to stroke my ego because I was raising my hand going, ooh, call on me, you know. No, he wasn't there for that, to remind me every day of how I had the right answer. He was there to make sure that the other children in the classroom, who in most classes would get overlooked, had an opportunity to realize that they, too, could get the right answer and could get a level of understanding so they could move on in their language arts, knowing what a noun, verb, an adjective, an adverb is, as well as math and science and things like that. That is why I love Mr. Dorsey, because he really, really, really was about educating everyone in their classroom in a very firm, definite, but very, very loving way. So that's why I say kudos to Mr. Dorsey. For my dance instructors, I want to start off with Ms. Beverly Johnson at Walbrook High, because it was an opportunity for me to see dance and to dance in Shaft and to actually see what I could do in dance. It was just that, an opportunity. Also, I want to stretch on out and say, of course, Ms. Rose Daly over at the Black Arts Theater, which was located on Broadway. It was an African-American theater that some people were trying to pull together. There was a guy named Levy. I think his name was Levy or Levi. I can't think of his name right now. But anyway, I want to give kudos to the brothers, the sisters that were over there. There was a gentleman, he's still a friend of my husband, who taught poetry. I didn't take the poetry, but I took dance. And I want to say thank you to Ms. Rose Daly for her very dedicated and serious instruction, as well as all that she did. You know, I really, really, really was appreciative of that. And I also was appreciative of, this is something I don't really want to do. Give me 1 second. But I just have to do this for 1 second. I had a slight emergency there. Okay. But I just wanted to say, you know, these people are special. Sometimes we're looking at the Harriet Tubmans, and we totally, totally, totally miss out on the other people who are in our lives that actually exist, you know, on a real level, as far as teachers and people like that. So it's really, really, really important that we do that. Also, there is Maria Broom and John Taylor. And again, as I bring us to a close, I am saying this. I don't know how other people feel about different people in their lives. I could go on wanted to talk about the great writers, but I'm thinking Black History Month will pretty much cover, at least I hope and pray that wherever you've been, that you've gotten some Black History Month teachings. And I want to include some All Year Long in the Name of Love. But my other instructors that had a huge impact on me was, I was trying to figure what I had first. It was Maria Broom, or was it John Taylor? It was John Taylor, I believe. And then I went and I had class with Maria Broom. Awesome, awesome. They call him the Kinder Man up in Columbia, Maryland, the Kinder Man. So give him a shout-out for Cynthia Williams, who is Jasari's Love of the Jasari's Love Show of Movements Unlimited. He just could teach 100 people at one time how to dance. He could take a 5-year-old and a 60-year-old, and we all could feel wonderful about learning dance from him, exercising our bodies, as well as being able to celebrate dance and perform on stage. And he did all this here with all of us together, and I was like 17 or 18 years old when this was going on, so I wasn't 60. But what happened from that is that I learned the appreciation and the capacity to be able to do that with my dance group, Movements Unlimited. So that's why I say these people are so important in your life, okay? And Maria Broom, we had a group of probably 16 females. My daughter was 2. She danced with that group. And again, women on whip in their 70s. And it was called the Dancing Bringers. And we took the dance to the people. I always believe in that. You go to your nursing homes, you go out to the park, you're everywhere taking the dance, the love of dance. Okay, as I come to a close, I want to again give you my name and number. Don't forget, you know, every day make sure you're taking some time for meditation, taking some time for your prayer, create your own prayer, really think about your prayer, write it out. Make sure you don't ask, don't say what you want or need, but say what your heart's desire is. Take a few minutes to thank your ancestors, even if you had some problems with your parents or grandparents. You know, people only do what they know and do the best they can. And yes, some people can be mean, I do know that. But, you know, reach back further than that because somebody still made a way for you to be on this earth. And, of course, you know, giving thanks to the Creator every day. This is Cynthia Jahi. 252-406-0774. If you just want more information, I can just ask you for my email. I'll send you my email. It's kind of long right now. But tune in on Sunday morning at 9 for the Home-Based Fitness 101, and then again on Monday for Victoria Falk of New York at 3 o'clock, okay? And then again for Victoria and I at 3 o'clock on Thursday. So during the week is Monday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. I thank you, and again, it's up to you. What the world needs now, and I believe what it has, is a lot of loving people out here. Give it up, people. Love, sweet love. Have a great week.